The Brewers squaring off with the Rays. 24-year-old Brandon Woodruff making his big league debut. Pick it up, second inning. Woodruff in a jam with two men on facing Daniel Robertson.
Here's the set and the pitch. Swing and a miss. He strikes out Robertson. Sets up outside. The pitch swung on. Foul tipped into the glove of Pena. The pitch. Swing and a miss. He got the punch out instead. Coming back. Swing and a miss. Chase the high, hard one. Strikeout number six for Woodruff. Still gave up nothing.
And that's a rope down the line and left, and that's a fair ball to the corner. Long plays it off the carom. Dickerson rounds third, heading home. Relay from Arcia, and he is at it home! Braun, Arcia, Pena, down goes Dickerson. Second inning of work now for Sergio Romo, and Arcia, first pitch swinging, deep one to left, and it's gone! Orlando Arcia, and he begins the eighth with a big fly.
Lifts the leg and deals. Swung on and missed. Knebel strikes out the side in the ninth.
The Brewers able to blank the Rays. Manager Craig Counsell spoke after.
What was so impressive to me was the first two innings and kind of the composure that he handled the first two innings with. He wasn't getting hit hard, but it took him a while to get into the rhythm of the game. And I thought he just handled himself really well in those tough spots. I mean, it's he loads the bases, and both the hitters that he loaded the bases, he came back and he got right ahead of them. He went right at him and got ahead of him. That was really good to see. And then after that, he got into a pretty good groove, threw a ton of strikes after that, and it was good to watch.
And then in the third, it seemed like that caught stealing. After the caught stealing, the stress level of his innings seemed to go down. Was that a key play for you?
Well, I mean, it's always a nice, yeah, it's always helpful for sure. I just thought that he started. The slider was a real weapon, I thought, against the right-handers. He threw it, he got ahead in the count with it. He threw it whenever he wanted, whenever he needed strikes to keep them off balance. And then, for most of the night, he beat their hitters with the fastball. And that's a good sign. He trusts that fastball, and he threw some good changeups as well to their left-handers. So, he used his three pitches, when he needed them. It was a very advanced start the way he went about it. It was impressive.
Do you have a number in mind as far as pitches for him coming in?
We passed it. Yeah.
So putting him out there in the seventh, he felt like.
Yeah, I just felt like he was throwing the ball so well, and there was Robertson was leading off the inning, and I thought he was there. The choice was to use one of our right-handers, maybe Jared, for one hitter, and I thought why use Jared for one hitter when if something happens in a 1-0 game? Because he was throwing the ball so well. So, he went out and struck the guy out. So, it was a big start, and obviously, again, a guy coming up and giving us a big boost and filling in a spot in rotation that we really needed.
Up next, the series against the Rays continues on Saturday with Zach Davies on the hill.